Okay, we've got a great guest right now. This woman knows her way around the track about client attraction. Her name is Fabienne Fredrickson, and you are going to love her. She is in the running for one of the Inc. 500 fastest growing companies in the country. She is everywhere. She's all over Twitter. She knows her way around the track. Fabienne, how are you this morning?
I'm great, Tom. How are you?
We are fine. Say hi to Woody Vincent.
Hi, how are you guys?
We are fantastic. Good. So clientattraction.com is her website. I want you to go there while you're listening to the show. I know you're in your offices if you're not already at work. But here's the deal. Go to clientattraction.com because this lady has it going. So Fabienne, who are you? What are you doing? What's going on?
Well, I have a client attraction marketing consulting company that shows entrepreneurs who are making five figures how to make six figures. And if you're already making six figures, it's about multiplying that to multiple six figures and $1 million and above. And I teach the simple marketing and the mindset strategies to have you get out of your own way and play a much bigger game in your business so you make a lot more money serving a lot more people.
Yeah, you and you have got it going. I mean, I host the largest home-based business radio show in the world on Saturdays. And I've known about you for a very, very long time. You've got a following like not many other. We had Robert Kiyosaki on here yesterday, and you're in his league. And I just want to thank you for what you're doing for people, because most of us, we've got a ceiling on our income and our lives that we imposed on ourselves, and that doesn't need to happen, right?
Absolutely not. I'm so glad that you mentioned that. Our ceilings are self-imposed, and that's why the mindset is so important, right in line with the marketing, because we create our incomes. We create where we are in our business based on what actions we take and what actions we don't take in our business. So if you want to go past that ceiling, you must do things that you've been unwilling to do before.
Yeah. And so what does that look like? I mean, what do you tell people? They've got to jump out of that box. But most people say, yeah, I know I need to jump. But number one, I don't know how to jump and I don't know where I'm going to land. And that's where you're really good at helping people get to, right?
Yes. Well, if you look around, if you want to be really pragmatic about it, most people are looking sideways to find out what they should be doing in their business. Instead, I'd like you to look up and say, okay, who is in my industry or perhaps in another industry who is doing so much better than I am? Listen, if you're making $300,000 in your business, look at who's making $3 million or $30 million in their business, in your industry or outside of it. What are they doing differently? How are they marketing differently? What marketing vehicles are they using? How are they positioning themselves in the marketplace? What are they offering in terms of programs, packages, services, or products that you're not offering now, and start thinking a lot bigger than you're thinking right now.
And that's not tough to do. So you've got workshops, you've got everything that anybody needs. Talk about that. I mean, I love hearing it, but how do I put that into action?
Well, I think it's you know, having the big ideas is good. Most people have a really tough time actually thinking bigger. A lot of people play medium, not even small. They think they're playing big, but they're playing medium. So that's why you've got to stretch your mindset a little bit bigger. I'm known for taking my private clients and putting them on the Fabienne stretcher and have them see what's possible for themselves. But then it's about the pragmatic and the practical. You can have a great idea like, yeah, I want to have this multi-million-dollar company. But if you don't know how to get there, you have to seek out people who are already doing it and learn from them. What I provide in my company is not just the what and the why or a little bit of the how, but the exactly how to. And I think that once you have found somebody who is living their life and their business how you want to live yours, then you need to not only model them, but work directly with them to find out the ins and outs of how to get something done in your business. You know, there are a lot of subtleties, a lot of things that you can't see from the outside about how certain marketing works or how to run a particular program and fill it to capacity. capacity, and you've got to have those shortcuts and learn directly from those people.
And stretching with Fabienne, I mean, talk about that. So you take on individual clients and you do seminars and things like that.
Yes.
Explain that. I mean, I have more mentors than I have anything else. I mean, I love, and here I am going, man, I think I need to do some stretching with Fabienne. What would that actually look like for somebody that, you know, if you looked at my life, you'd say, you know, that guy's doing okay. But I'll tell you one thing right now. If you knew what my goals were, you would think I was a pauper, because I've got a big goal, but I also need some help and need a mentor or somebody to stretch me to get me from there. How do you do that?
Well, the first thing, and I'll tell you about a client that came into my office yesterday. She's part of my Sapphire program. It's all part of the Client Attraction Winners Academy, which is my series of coaching programs, one for every level of business, right? So in the Winners Academy, she is at the point where she is ready to make $1 million this year with me. So she came in for her half-day visit, and we look at the big picture of what she wants to accomplish, and she came in with a nice, respectable goal. But I said, no, here's the thing. If you really want to play big, we've got to really change the infrastructure of your business, change the foundation, up the marketing, have you be seen in the marketplace as much, much bigger than you are. And these are the exact ways we're going to do it. We need to up your rates. We need to up your social media. We need to up your email list and really do a lot of marketing. So there's the big vision, the big picture that's stretched much bigger than what she came with, and then the exact strategy on how to do it. First you need to do this, then you need to do this. And then it follows the implementation plan, where at the end of our day together, right before we had lunch, we sat down and wrote down, okay, this needs to get done by May 1st. This needs to get done by May 15th, and so on and so forth. And then we've got 15 hours of coaching on the phone to have her check in, stay accountable, ask for more resources, guidance, and tweaking along the way. So that's one of the ways that I help some of my private clients get to the next big, big level.
And here's what I agree, and I agree with you 1,000%. And I think you're probably not as good as me at what I do. And hear this right. Wait a second.
Absolutely. You know your business more than anybody else.
And that's what I keep trying to tell people. But I can't see what I can't see, and that's what Fabienne can see. And that's why I need a woman like her in my life. And what we do as all these supposed leaders in whatever we do, we've got ourselves so convinced that we are all of it in a bag of chips. We can't recognize that there's an entire frontier for us to hit if we just hire somebody that can see what we can't see, right?
Yes, and the way I look at it, and, you know, this especially works when I'm talking to a woman, but no one can give themselves a really good haircut.
There you go.
You can do it for other people, but you can't do it for yourself. Why? Because you don't know what you don't know about what it takes to get to the next level. Hey, same with me. I have, between my husband and I, we have 5 very high-level mentors, people we pay a lot of money to, and we belong to 2 mastermind groups. Why? Because not only do I need to sharpen the saw, but I need to know what's going on in other industries from people who are making $30 million, $35 million in their companies. I want to know what they're doing, and that is the power of association. You cannot get there alone.
So if you go to clientattraction.com, she's got a newsletter there. You get a free Client Attraction audio CD right on the spot. Just sign up for it, because I'm telling you, and here's why I love this radio job. Everybody goes, why do you love it so much? It's because I don't have to pay for all the books I used to buy every week, because I spend thousands on personal development every year trying to get better at what I do. And that's what everybody, you are not as good as you think you are, because the minute that you start thinking you're good, you aren't. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I, in fact, it's like believing your own press clipping.
Yeah.
It's not about you. You know, you've got to keep going. The minute you rest on your laurels is the minute you start to fall off the platform.
Yeah, I agree 100%. You've got to have your publicist get hold of me again so we can put you on my Saturday show. because you are hand dropped for that. Woody, what do you have for her?
You know, I was just going to say, you touched on something, Fabienne, and that is people have their sights too small. If you want to look like a big player, if you want to play with the big players, you have to actually look like a bigger player than you are. Would you agree?
Yes. In fact, one of the things that I teach my students and my clients is to showcase yourself as an advancing person. And if some of our listeners haven't read the book, The Science of Getting Rich, yet, chapter 14, and it's one page, so it sounds like it's a lot, but chapter 14 of The Science of Getting Rich is about the impression of increase. And basically, the concept is that you want to be seen as an advancing person. And not only that you are an advancing person, but that you advance all those who associate with you. And if you do that, and of course you must stay in integrity, you cannot be out of
integrity. I hate to do it to you. We gotta go. I love you. Make sure you get back in contact with us. We'll be back right after this. It's the Business for Breakfast radio show on the Radio Colorado Network.